This is a parole hearing for Zisnet Hansen, ADC number is 49587. Ms. Hansen is currently serving time at the Arizona Department of Correction. She is serving a life sentence for first-degree murder on September 9th, 1983 in Cochise County. A grand jury returned an indictment charging Ms. Hansen with first-degree murder. She entered a plea for second-degree murder and was sentenced to 21 years, which was accepted by the court. She appealed that ruling, that judgment. She appealed the judgment of guilt, and the sentence was imposed on March 12th of 1995. The Court of Appeals reversed the conviction. She was retried, and the jury at that time found her guilty of first-degree murder, and she was sentenced to life in prison. To be served and eligible for parole after 25 years. It was an incident that occurred back in September 9, 1983, where Ms. Henson, she is, was involved in a incident. She was involved in a relationship that was a violent relationship. According to the information that we have, Ms. Henson came before the board January 13th of 2011, it was time it was continued. She came before this board February 3rd of 11, it was denied. She came before the board on September 11th, it was denied. She came before the board on March 1st of 12th, it was denied. She came before the board on September 12th, 19th of 12, and then again on March 28th of 13, during this time, the hearing was continued. This is the first hearing that she's actually had since 2013. As I was saying earlier, this is the incident that occurred in Bisbee, Arizona, when the police, the victim's daughter, answered the telephone, and a call was made. The victim got angry and hit the daughter in the head with a gun, and he was waving the gun in the air. Subsequently, what happened is that he, along with Ms. Hansen, subsequently got into it, which later on, Ms. Hansen shot and killed the victim. According to court documentation that we have, according to information that we have on the hearing notification for parole, there's a notification on there that they had spoken with medical staff and that they were informed that Ms. Hansen is physically unable to sign and suffers from paranoid schizophrenia and is suffering from dementia. I did make a phone call to the institution yesterday, in which time that was confirmed. She has not had any visitors. She don't have any visitors on the log. There is no release plan, and she was unable to sign her document. There's no family support that's included in the file. Therefore, based on that information, based on the medical information, there are letters that are dated back to 2013. One is from a psychiatrist, Dr. John St. Clair. I did try to contact Mr. St. Clair. The number that I called, Mr. St. Clair was not the one who answered the phone. There was someone else who answered the phone. I did leave a message, and then I was contacted by someone, Michelle, who did inform me that the situation with Ms. Hansen was still the same. And based on all the information and the documentation that we have, I'm not in favor of granting Ms. Hansen parole at this time, or parole to a next consecutive sentence, absolute discharge, or home arrest. I do want to say that because of the physical situation with Ms. Hansen, the board will make itself available to possibly go to the institution and conduct a hearing, her next hearing, or be available to conduct her next hearing if she's certified to come back before the parole board.
Agree?
I would just add, Mr. Johnson, that there's an ICE detainer for her as well. And I'm not sure of her citizenship. It's not very obvious what her citizenship is, but there is an ICE detainer.
And she's not certified for home arrest.
Correct. Correct.
Yeah, there is an ICE detainer that is active and still current on her.
Correct.
I guess it's in there.
So that would be, my motion would be to deny absolute discharge or regular parole for Ms. Hanson with the notation that the board would make herself available if she's certified to come back before this board again.
I'll second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
So it's a motion made by myself, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal, and Dr. Riley. I'm going to...
The set-off is...
There's no set-off yet. There's no set-off, so she can be certified to come back before this board. I'm going to mark on here that it was a serious and violent offense, reasons for denial, loss of human life. I'm going to mark on the incarceration there. She's and needs closer supervision, and what she has to have supervision, lack of program because of medical needs. There's a poor or no release plan, and no family or community support as the reasons for denial.
I agree with those.
Is there anything else the board would like to see? That will conclude the hearing at this time.